Well, there's definitely a feel-good factor, but I knew that would come with the appointment of the two people in question. I knew that the fans would sign up to it because of the what they've done for the club in the past and John Rudge's reverence of what he's done as for the club over the years. That said, we've got a long way to go, but we're in a much better place now than we were at the end of the Forest Green game.
How much happier are you with everything because you're actually back here at the football club in the week at the moment?
Well, if you'd asked me that at 7:30 this morning when I drive into the club, I might have got a different answer to where I am now. I'm happy that the club's the feel around the place is different and it's more positive. But clearly we have a lot to do. We're a long way off being where we need to. We've got to get the 50-plus points on the board first in order for us to be safe. And then beyond that, let's see what we can do for the rest of the season.
And how important is it when there is this feel-good factor and everybody's buzzing at the moment after three straight wins that people do remember that 50-point target and they keep their feet on the ground?
Well, even down to the point of looking to employ somebody today in the commercial department, that she was looking at it and, oh, how everything's so wonderful and rosy. I said, well, 4 weeks ago it wasn't, so please take your rose-coloured spectacles off even before you've worn them. This football club, everything dictates the outcome of the football club, but what happens on the pitch. The fans have had a tough time in the last few years, of which some of that's down to me. I've taken the decision to bite the bullet from a cost point of view to bring in the new team and try and give them everything they need, including what will happen in the January window, to actually give us what we want, one for safety, but two, if possible, to still try and progress on for something better.
How happy are you with the results and the performances that you've seen since Neil Aspin took over?
I'm happy with the results, why wouldn't I be, but I'm more... I think the contentment's more of how they've actually got the results and the way that they're conducting themselves. And the analogy I use with Michael regarding his tenure and some of the players, well, most of the players it's signed, for those who are old enough to remember the Morecambe and Wise show, there was a show with Andre Previn, and what you had was Eric Morecambe playing the piano, making all the right notes, but not in the right order. And I think that's the best way to describe where we were at the point that Michael left. He got the right notes, but they weren't played in the right order. Now we have a manager who knows what needs to be done to get those notes played in the right order. And if there are any notes off key, we'll find somebody to replace them with the right notes to play the correct symphony.